if you're an agency or e-com founder, you know that if you want to scale, you need to hire A players. But the question is, who do you hire first? What positions to hire? In what order? And when should you hire? We're going to cover all of these points. I'm going to give you an exact strategic hiring guide, how you should go about it, how you should think about it, so you can know exactly who to hire.
Welcome to a new episode of the Consistent Performance Podcast. Being successful as an agency owner or online entrepreneur is not just about accumulating more and more information, but it's about better implementation and execution. Because when you're able to be truly consistent with the right habits and actions, both in your business as well as your life in general, that's when the magic happens. That's why on this podcast, we give you the right strategies and frameworks for you to be able to achieve consistent energy and consistent performance so that you're able to grow your business the most efficient and effective way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. I'm your host, Killian Markert. Let's get started.
Now, before you do any hiring, the first exercise you should do is what I call the EAD framework. We have a separate video on this that we're going to link right here. This will guide you through eliminating, automating, and then delegating. So let's get started. Level zero that I always talk about to get rid of these low skill tasks is you should always hire, number one, an operations and automation freelancer. So you should simply hire someone that is great at using Zapier, great at using Make, who you just tell exactly the things that need to be automated. This is someone that can be paid by the hour on a part-time basis, and you can then make sure that step by step you're automating more of these low skill tasks, and step by step you have less of these things to do yourself, and you can even free up time for your other team members. Number two, you're gonna hire general virtual assistants. These are people that are great at doing these more general, more button clicking, more easy tasks, and they can be an all-rounder for you. They can do things as tracking stuff in a spreadsheet, doing little reviews, helping set up things for you, doing small things. Little things that you don't have time for, but that have to be done that can't be automated. And then step number three is you're gonna hire an executive or personal assistant. This is someone that will help you with your personal tasks. So this is someone that will help you with buying gifts, grocery shopping, managing your housekeeper, making sure meals are prepped. And this person can also take over operational tasks, so you can delegate things that need to be implemented in the business. And this person is almost like a chief of staff that makes sure that stuff gets implemented in the business while you focus more on the high leverage activities. So it's a mix of a personal executive assistant, and sometimes you can have this person also take over operational roles. And then finally, you hire specialized freelancers for these medium skilled types of tasks. Would be someone like a video editor or someone like an email expert, someone that has experience in a certain field where you don't need necessarily someone full time, but you have this person in your Rolodex. So when these activities happen, you can always reach out to someone. Now, this is the level zero where you can see many of them can be full time or part time, depending how much workload you have. But as you can see, this is the foundation. Most people make the big mistake. They think about, oh, I just hire these A players, while then they are mostly overqualified for all the small stuff. And this small stuff should have been outsourced way earlier. You could have made much more progress by getting started with this soon. Now, the next level is what I call hiring based on constraints. So you wanna be data driven. You wanna figure out, where do I have the biggest bottleneck right now in my business? For this, what you need is, actually, I recommend having an org chart. We also create a video on this. And with this org chart, you see who do you have in what department in your business right now. And then you ask yourself, to the revenue level I want to scale to, how would my org chart and my organization and my team structure need to look like to get there? And then you're going to ask yourself, okay, what is holding us back the most from making more money and scaling more? Is it that we need to sell more service or product? Is it marketing and sales? Short break. Don't worry, guys. It's going to continue as usual just in a second. If you have already liked and enjoyed the podcast up to this point, then my only ask from you would be to give it a 5-star rating so that we can draw more people to this podcast and have more people enjoy the value in it. Thank you so much. Or is it that we have a bottleneck in the fulfillment and the operations and we can't even handle more products or more customers? If you're a service business, how many leads do you generate each month? How many appointments do you book each month? Out of those, how many are closing each month? You need to know all these rates of your funnel to know exactly where the problem is. Is it marketing, you need more leads, or is it sales, you need to convert more of the leads? If operations is the bottleneck, what exactly is it? In what part of the team is the bottleneck? And once you have identified, then you know, okay, for this area, we need to hire right now to actually solve the bottleneck so we can scale further. And here is what you should focus on as a rule of thumb. If you're the founder and the CEO, you should focus on these areas and then outsource the rest. You should focus on revenue generation. This is everything: marketing, copy, strategy, setting up funnels, advertising, making sure more money and more leads come into the business. And it's also related to sales. At the beginning, you're doing sales. Later down, you want to manage and build a sales team so that sales can happen without you. The second area is your product. You want to make sure that your service, your product constantly improves, that it's easier to fulfill, your customers, your clients get better results, are happier, and you strategize on the structure of how fulfillment is done and the operations. And finally, you should do everything related to team, meaning hiring A players, making sure you do leadership and manage the team properly so that you have A players in operations, in fulfillment, and in marketing and sales. Now, how do you delegate? Usually you delegate in this order as a rule of thumb. First, fulfillment and operations. Some part of the things you can do on a strategic high level, but usually you want to get out of that yourself first. Then after that, you delegate marketing. That depends on how good you are yourself. For example, you can keep shooting and creating content, but you want to get help with everything, editing, strategy, and so forth. And when it comes to advertising, depends on how good you are yourself. You want to get help, copywriters, paid specialists, and so on. When it comes to sales, sales is usually what you should outsource last, because sales is where you do the conversion, where you bring in the money. And it's always best to validate the sales process yourself first, become good at it yourself, and then you can easier outsource it to appointment setters, closers, sales specialists, and so on. And lastly, focus on full-time hires as soon as possible. Obviously, at the beginning, with the foundational low and medium skill, you can hire freelancers and part-time assistants. But if you go to the medium to high skill, you want to focus as much as possible on full time so you can build that strong culture. People are dedicated to your company and you build a strong team that takes care of the operations yourself so you can focus on these key areas of your business. This wraps up the strategic hiring order. Keep in mind to always do the first steps at the beginning, then separate according to low, medium, and high skill, and then start with these foundational hires first and then bring in more A players on top. If you want to have help with hiring and scaling your team so you can grow the most efficient way possible without you having to do everything and having to put out fires, then go to killianmarket.com, apply for a free consultation call, and we can come up with a plan together on how you can scale your business, improve your team, hire A players, and make sure you have the right people in the right seat so you can scale without any headaches.
Did you like this episode and want to learn more? Check out the show notes. In there, you'll find all the links and resources from this episode. But remember, only listening to the podcast will not change much unless you start implementing and executing on what you have learned consistently. Would you like to know if we might be able to help you take your performance to the next level? Then go to killianmarkert.com and apply for your free consultation call. On this call, we'll help you come up with a performance game plan to level up your daily productivity and energy and grow your business the most efficient way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. Head over to killianmarkert.com and apply for your call.